Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I do not think that there is any reason whatsoever for anyone to own an assault weapon. There is no function for them in sportsman life at all. The only reason anyone would go out and own one of those is so that they can feel macho.
There's a talk radio caller who says there's absolutely no reason for you to own an assault weapon, unless I suppose you wanna, and then even there's no good reason for it. Wanna. You wanna? It's W-A-N-N-A, for those of you who are spelling this out. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show review for the week ending December 21st of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio. And as you might expect, the debate over the situation with guns is number one. Doug Steffen here with our Hot Hits. Thanks to folks at Talkers.com. They've helped us prepare this list. We will determine what is number 10 and what all the way down to number 1 is. So we'll go, let's review them now, starting at number 10.
Number 10.
A cancer study as to the effects of what happened after the demise of the World Trade Center is number 10.
Number 9.
Death of Robert Bork is number 9.
Number 8.
What we're doing about Christmas, number 8.
Number 7.
The Mayan calendar doomsday event or not.
Number 6.
Time Magazine's choice for Person of the Year.
Number 5.
Syrian violence.
Number 4.
The continuing controversy about Benghazi and the State Department report and what was in it.
Number 3.
The fiscal slope and negotiations on what to do with the financial situation our country's in.
Number 2.
The massacre aftermath.
Number 1.
And gun control. Here's host Susan Rose with John Zach talking to Donovan Slack from Politico.com about the president's task force.
The president has set up a task force headed by Vice President Joe Biden. What is likely to happen next?
There's going to be a lot of meetings, a lot of talking, and the president set a deadline for January, the end of January, for that task force to present him with a set of proposals, and then he says he's going to go directly to Congress for the parts of that that require legislation and push them to pass it.
Ms. Slack, who is under more pressure here? Is it the White House, which is proposing this task force, or Republicans, who are really not exactly beating down the bushes to immediately support it?
I think at this moment in time, it's clearly the president who's under pressure. He's the one that stood up in front of the nation and said he was going to take action. But he did leave a little wiggle room yesterday to blame Republicans if it fails.
Okay, at the same time, the NRA is expected to weigh in for the first time tomorrow. Do you have any inkling what's going to happen there?
No idea what they're going to say, Susan. You know, I think just slowly in the last day or two, we have seen gun owner advocacy groups come out of the shadows a little bit after this tragedy. There was some of them yesterday saying, hey, we don't even know why this particular shooter did this, where he got his guns, and all of the details on that yet. So let's not jump to conclusions. And that appears to be the standard response, so we can probably expect some of that from the NRA.
It's hard to believe that the NRA would change its stand after all these years, but the NRA is under incredible pressure, especially from many politicians that it supported who have changed their tune and now think that gun control or a tougher stand on assault weapons is necessary.
This is true, but if I was a betting woman, I would not bet on their changing their stance.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. And our countdown number one this week will count all the way up to number 10. But we'll spend a good deal of time on this discussion and debate because it's occupied a whole heck of a lot of time on most of the news talk radio stations this week around the country. Here's another example. Host John Broski and Jennifer Lipp talking about their initial reaction to the tragedy.
My first reaction when I hear something like this is not to throw my gun away, but to go get one.
Absolutely.
Now, why is it that all of us think, I need a gun when I see something like this, and all of our legislators and congressmen think we need to stop them from getting guns.
Well, you know what the problem is, John? I think there, you and I look around and we know, I think, to any degree that anyone can know, that we're not mentally ill, that we're not going to go out and do something, but that there are those people out there and we need to protect ourselves. And the government, to some extent, I feel, looks at all of us like the people who are not the upper echelon, who are not the government, who are not elected officials, who live a better life than we do. And they want to protect themselves from all of us.
Maybe so.
You know, the better they can keep things away from us, the better it is.
Right.
You know?
The masses out here.
Right.
We're all crazy. Maybe. But I think, you know, we realize that as much as we love our police, they are not going to be there when something like this happens. They're going to get there as fast as they can, but you are likely to be dead by then. Yeah. You know, I've known people in my life who have been the victim of stalkers, and they go to the police, and the police say, hey, there's nothing we can do until he does something.
Right.
Well, wait, but that's going to be too late.
Exactly. You have to be able to protect yourself, you know, or even the response time. In this case, they said it took about 10 minutes. Which is an eternity when you have someone loose with a gun just killing people.
Right. So, you know, even when you can identify a stalker and you know that there's something wrong with them and they are threatening your life, there's very little you can do about it.
Right.
So our mental health professionals are not very good at predicting this kind of violent behavior with people they are dealing with one-on-one.
800-510-8255. 33 schools in Michigan closed down on Friday because of fears that somebody would do the same thing. There have been apparently either predictions or rumblings about violent threats against school children in these districts. Man, this country is, we got a real problem. Here's what, let's go through some of the calls coming in just a minute. I'll take a sampling of callers and then some specific callers as we continue to focus on the number one issue this week, what to do about situations. I guess the number one and number two idea go together, what happened in the massacre and whether or not guns are the problem. That continues here on the Countdown.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end-of-year clearance. Get unheard-of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first-quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
What's your New Year's resolution? If your answer involves getting your finances in order, why wait till the new year? That's a resolution that deserves your attention today. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. A great way to shape up your finances for the new year is our exclusive Yorgage. A Quicken Loans Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that's best for your budget, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Our 8,000 plus team members are dedicated to guiding you to the best mortgage decision with certainty. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 2.75%, APR 3.43%. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at QuickenLoans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end-of-year clearance. Get unheard-of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first-quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
All right, let's couple number one and number two together, shall we? Because they really do belong together. The massacre and the discussion of gun control. The Vice President Joe Biden sat down with administration officials, this law enforcement community group, first meeting of the task force to weigh in on solutions to the problem. If you were on this committee or this group, in this group, what would you suggest? Here's a combination of hosts, Jack Harris, Ted Webb, Corey Dillon, talking to Stephen Reps, who had a first grader at the elementary school, was actually at the school last Friday morning.
As a father, tell us what your thoughts were when you first heard of this massacre.
Well, actually, I was in the building at the time.
Oh,
I was.
Oh my gosh.
You were there?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
I was there to help the class with a holiday project. They were to make gingerbread houses for the holidays, and I had arrived about 15 minutes early. I checked into the school right at 9:30, and I headed down to the classroom, and I peeked in, and the teacher was still engaged in their morning reading activity. So I didn't want to really be a distraction, so I stayed out of sight and just stood in the hallway, hoping that maybe some of the other parents would come down and we'd all go in together at 9:45 when the activity was scheduled, and we'd be less of a distraction for the morning activity, for the morning routine.
And what happened after that? How did you first learn that something was wrong?
Because it was right at 9:30, right, that everything kind of went to hell.
Right about 9:34, I was only standing outside the hallway for a matter of moments, and I just heard a tremendous commotion around the corner. And it almost sounded like a custodian dropped a stack of chairs, because the hallways are very long and wide, and the echo just distorted it. And actually, I was in the military, so I do know what gunfire sounds like, but I realized I'd never really heard it without sound suppressors, ear protection.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just in that context, I didn't understand what it was.
Well, when did you first discover that there was a shooter in the hallways?
After that first volley, I asked one of the other teachers who was walking by, I said, "What could that be?" And she said, "I have no idea." And when I heard the second volley, I thought, "Oh, my God, I know what that is." So I ran into the classroom, shut the door, told the teacher, "There's a commotion down the hall. We need to get the kids over here to a safer part of the classroom."
So,
and how long were you there? What happened next?
Well, we sat down in the little recessed area in the back of the classroom where the children hang their coats, a little cubby area. And we sat on the floor, and the teacher just continued to read her morning story.
Really?
Yeah, about, they're trained to, just keep the children calm and not panic.
Keep things
she just
normal.
Did a wonderful job.
What a job she did.
When did you find out exactly the depth of this massacre, what was going on, how bad it was?
Even before the story was over, which is, a short children's story, I saw police just coming through in droves and outside the window in the courtyard with weapons drawn. So I definitely knew what was going on at that point. And we just continued to read the story, and when the story was over, we played word games. And we were there for probably about half an hour.
Were the kids aware of what was happening?
They weren't. After about 10, 15 minutes, some of the children began to speculate why we were there for so long and what we were doing, sitting on the floor, kind of hiding.
Yeah.
And one of the children said that maybe it's a wild animal. And I said, "Yeah, I think it's a fox that's out in the hallway, and we better stay here so as not to get bit."
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we're discussing, as you can imagine, in the number one slot, number two slot, gun control, the massacre aftermath. Here are a collection, sort of a montage of talk radio callers from a number of the programs that we monitor with a focus on whether gun laws need to be changed or not.
I have a 380 I carry as a concealed weapon. I'm licensed for that. It's it's about the same size as a 9mm. Carry it as a concealed weapon, and I'm licensed to do that. And I've got a home defense weapon I use. It's a model 1911 45 caliber automatic. Or semi-automatic. I'm older now, and I'm physically limited as far as, you know, my own self-defense is concerned. And there's a lot of crime in our neighborhood. The helicopters fly over here all the time chasing criminals through our neighborhood.
I've been watching this thing for a long time. I've been a gun owner for my long time, and we used to go hunting, me and my friends, all the time, and I can't understand why we need an assault weapon to go hunting with. When we just shoot rabbits and squirrels and all that kind of stuff, you would have number Swiss cheese. But to me, an assault weapon is nothing for is but to use to kill massive amount of people. It's a military weapon. That has no place in America. We're not at war here in America. If we was at war like we was over in Afghanistan, I can understand that we need to arm ourselves. That weapon has no business being in America. Should be banned. Those clips all should be banned.
These gun-free zones should go away. That's always where the bad guys go when they want to do one of these massacres. So if you want to change the gun laws, the gun-free zones should go away.
As a person who handled an assault weapon, I can tell you they are designed to maximize killing of human beings. They are not sporting weapons of any kind, and to allow people to have them with extended clips for sporting purposes is laughable. And I would expect that people who are members of the NRA are going to continue to espouse this mischaracterization of what these weapons are for.
And now let's go to William in Ohio. Is thinking that's not the case necessarily with regard to guns.
I am very saddened by what happened, but I would like to put a little different perspective on this whole thing. I am almost 70 years old. I have been around guns most of my life. When I was a kid, guns were much readily, more easily available than they are now. You could go to your local Woolworth store, buy an M1 Grand semi-automatic rifle for $100, no background check, no anything. We used to take our hunting guns to school with us, put them in the car, and go hunting after school. Our local high school had a shooting range in the basement. Yet people didn't go around killing each other like they are today. I believe it's what society, our evil society, not the guns. I mean, if you look at the movies we see today and listen to the songs they're playing and listen to watch the games that they're playing, they dehumanize killing. They glorify killing. And I believe that is where the problem lies.
Colby in North Carolina on gun control.
Gun control, it may seem like a really good idea at the point, you know, just ban all weapons. There's no weapons, people can't hurt others. Outlawing weapons in the houses of the mentally ill. If a person really wants to hurt someone, they will. They'll find a way. So people have to realize that it is not a treatment. You need to treat the mentally ill instead of taking away the non-mentally ill's right to firearms. I always liken it when I'm having this discussion around here that if guns kill people, then pistols misspell words.
800-510-8255. All right, that's a wrap on discussion of numbers one and number two. We'll spend a good deal of time in a few minutes talking about the fiscal situation, the fiscal slope, next in our focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Week in Review.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Given the crucial role roofs play in determining a house's efficiency during winter, yes, that means utility bills, most people think they have no choice but to go mano a mano with all that snow and ice. Turns out most people are wrong. You could just check your attic instead. Three quick examples. First, the telltale signs that animals have found refuge there, meaning gnawed wood, nests, and droppings, should set off alarm bells, given the potential havoc that implies. Second, water stains on the ceiling, walls, and floors when it rains mean that H2O is unfortunately finding its way under your roof shingles. And finally, now that you're in the attic, take a look up. Are sections of the roof sagging? If so, that signals possible structural weakness. If you see any of these signs, it pays to consult a professional roof contractor who's insured and uses quality materials like Timberline American Harvest Shingles by GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. For more information, visit www.gaf.com.
Dave Davis here with the Channel 5 traffic report. You're on your own, commuters. I've got shopping to do. Drop her over there, Nick, at the mall.
Prep your car for holiday travel and check gifts off your list today at Sears Auto Center. Come in now and get a $21.99 conventional oil change plus a $5 coupon to shop while you wait. This is being prepared. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. Valid for most vehicles. Regularly $29.99. Coupon valid through 12/29. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Through the top 10, we've spent the first part of the hour on gun control laws and changes suggested. The never-ending, ever-ongoing discussion of gun control, the mental health care system, and the aftermath of the massacre number 2. At number 3 this week, the so-called fiscal cliff. I don't refer to it as a cliff. I refer to it as a slope. A lot of people think there ought to be a resolution to this. It doesn't look like there will be a resolution, at least not by Christmas. Lawmakers have not given up hope that a deal can be struck before the end of the year. Here is Aaron Burnett talking to congressional correspondent Dana Bash about House Speaker Boehner's Plan B.
House Speaker John Boehner unexpectedly pulled a vote on his own tax plan. He couldn't get enough votes from his own party. Now, Boehner's plan would have allowed taxes to go up on people who make $1 million or more. The reason there was a revolt? Some Republicans didn't want any tax increases at all. Dana, this is a huge development, isn't it? I mean, John Boehner thought he had this locked up, get this vote. It was a symbolic vote and then move on. How big of a blow is this?
It is very big. It is devastating to the speaker. First of all, most importantly, when it comes to his leadership. I mean, I just was speaking to a member of the House Republican leadership who admitted that this is really, really not good. Because exactly how you framed it, Aaron, the whole reason for this vote was to show the country, to show Americans, and here in Washington, to show the president that Republicans are united at least behind the idea that they don't want taxes to go up for the majority of Americans, which is why they had this bill written so that only millionaires and up would have tax increases. The fact that he couldn't get his own Republicans, fellow Republicans, to go along with him on the strategy, never mind the policy, is really not a good sign for him at all. And that really is what happened. The Democrats held back. None of them, even the most moderate conservative Democrats, broke with their party. They said, we're not going to help the speaker on this political showboat, and the speaker just simply could not get. I talked to so many House Republicans, Aaron, in the hours and days leading up to this moment, who said that they simply could not go with the speaker because they can't go home and tell their constituents that they voted for any tax increases, even for those who are millionaires.
800-510-8255. Here's the host, Jim Leach, talking to Congressman John Shimkus of Illinois about what progress may or may not be being made.
We had reports over the weekend that House Speaker John Boehner has now opened the door for higher tax rates on Americans making more than $1 million a year. That's a pretty big shift. It's not as much as the White House wants or what Democrats want, but it is certainly a big shift from where he had been. Are you upset with the Speaker for opening that door?
No, I'm not. We've talked about taxes and tax rates a couple times over the past couple years, and when we talked about Social Security and means testing and other stuff. Our concern with the lower amount, the $200,000 and $250,000, first of all, the president continues to say millionaires and billionaires, and our Senator Reese uses that terminology, and someone who makes $200,000 a year or $250,000 is not a millionaire. So I think those are our small businesses. They're all around your listening audience. In fact, many of them are advertisers for you. They're individuals that file as a business under the individual code, and so those are the people that we're trying to protect. Now, when you get to millionaires and billionaires, when we're talking about compromise, that's an offer on the table, and we'll see how it's received.
All right, so there is, my bet is there's going to be a tax increase. Where it takes place remains to be seen. What do you think? Let's take a couple of calls on this. 800-510-8255. Teresa in Illinois likes the president's plan.
I would be willing to give up a little bit more. I am retired. I was forced into early retirement. I lost my job in February of 2009. Cannot find anything. So I was kind of forced to go on to early retirement. So I am giving my extra $500 that I would have earned every month at full retirement. So I believe that's a give. And I am currently working, though, as a private cleaning lady for homes trying to make ends meet. And my personal medical insurance, because I do have pre-existing conditions, is over $600 a month. So I am really for our president, and I believe that he should just, he should just stick to his guns. We are giving the middle class as much as we can, but if I needed to, I would support whatever he goes for.
800-510-8255. Here's Ben in North Carolina with the thought of Obamacare in his mind.
I'd like to start out by giving up my Obamacare benefits that we're hoping to get because I don't think we can afford them, and stop subsidizing the home mortgage market. And of the things that I pay in my income tax, if they decrease my charitable contributions, I can live with that. The thing about home ownership, I think in this economy, is we all the pride of ownership and taking care of is great, and it makes people work hard. But we have to be careful that the people that can afford it, and, it would work. I actually have two homes and would live without the deductions, but I look forward to my children being able to afford homes, and things have just gotten a little bit out of the way. I think we're spending too much money.
800-510-8255. All right, so that's number three this week, the fiscal situation. Number four, another federal government sort of boondoggle, the Benghazi State Department report. I don't know that there's anything. Mrs. Clinton isn't going to testify. There's nothing really new that's happened this week. So let's move on into an area where there's a great deal of focus and controversy, and that's the number five item on the countdown having to do with Syria. You've all heard the story, perhaps by now, of foreign correspondent for NBC News Richard Engel being kidnapped. Here he is explaining how that all happened.
We were driving in Syria about 5 days ago in what we thought was a rebel-controlled area. We were with some of the rebels, and as we were moving down the road, a group of gunmen just literally jumped out of the trees and bushes on the side of the road. There were probably 15 gunmen. They were wearing ski masks. They were heavily armed. They dragged us out of the car. They had a container truck positioned waiting by the side of the road. They put us into that container truck. We were with some gunmen, some rebels who were escorting us. They executed one of them on the spot. Then they took us to a series of safe houses and interrogation places, and they kept us blindfolded, bound. We weren't physically beaten or tortured. It was a lot of psychological torture, threats of being killed. They made us choose which one of us would be shot first, and when we refused, there were mock shootings. They pretended to shoot Ghazi several times, and when you're blindfolded and
fired
told, and then they fire the gun up in the air, it can be very traumatic experience. And at the end of this, we were being moved to yet another location in the late around 11 o'clock, and as we were moving along the road, the kidnappers came across a rebel checkpoint, something they hadn't expected. And so we were in the back of what you would think of as a minivan, and as we were driving along the road, the kidnappers saw this checkpoint, started a gunfight with it. Two of the kidnappers were killed. We climbed out of the vehicle, and the rebels took us. We spent the night with them. We didn't get much sleep. And we came right here, and we just got into Turkey a short while ago. I mean, I still have on me, I think these guys do as well, the bandages in our pockets. These are the clothes we were wearing.
Made from our bed sheets.
Yeah, they were torn from the bed sheets we were in, and it was a traumatic experience. We're very happy to be here.
Pretty compelling report, eh? 800-510-8255. There has been a rumor, or a number of rumors, actually, in the last week or 10 days about the threat Syria, the government of Syria, using chemical weapons on their own people. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo with Middle East expert Dr. Waleed Fares about the status of Syria's chemical weapons program.
The president has said there will be consequences if indeed Assad uses the weapons against his own people. Do you believe that the world would rally around? In other words, would Russia, for example, a supporter of Assad, would they block some kind of a resolution inside the United Nations?
Well, we're not there yet. There's a missing link in information so far in Washington. That is, who is moving them to where? The reality is that the rebels are advancing in a variety of places. 6 months ago, in a briefing to Congress, I warned that the Assad regime will have to move them, otherwise they will fall into the hands of the rebels, and many rebels are also jihadists. Now, will the Assad regime ultimately use some of these weapons? It is possible, but only after they are defeated in Damascus and flee in the northwest to the northwestern part of Syria, where they have an enclave. That's only when they may use them. That means that there will be no government in Syria. And the other scenario is that rebels, including jihadists, meaning linked to Al-Qaeda, would see some of those. And then you're going to have a situation in Syria where it's going to be very difficult, shattered militias with chemical and biological weapons. So to answer your question, obviously the international community has an interest to make sure to seize those weapons, or surely make sure that they are not being used before that scenario would happen.
Do we need to go in now? I'm talking about the international community, not the United States by itself. Do we need to go now and to secure these weapons?
We cannot do it because, as you said, you know, earlier, Russia and China will block any international decision at the Security Council, and we cannot do it without the United Nations. And the Russians will say, well, Mr. Assad is moving them to more secure locations. Why do you want to go in now? If Mr. Assad used them, then of course the Russians will not block such a decision. But Assad, in my perspective, is not going to use them before he's compelled to leave the capital to another area of Syria.
800-510-8255, Syria, the number 5 item this week on the countdown. Number 6, the president being picked as Person of the Year by Time magazine. I don't know why that's so important anymore. I don't think anybody cares, frankly, one way or the other. But the news media loves to make a big deal out of it, so let them make a big deal out of it, and I'll keep moving. It's 15 before the hour on the countdown.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake.
So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every flooring stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end of year clearance. Get unheard of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Dave Davis here with the Channel 5 traffic report. You're on your own, commuters. I've got shopping to do. Drop her over there, Nick, at the mall.
Prep your car for holiday travel and check gifts off your list today at Sears Auto Center. Come in now and get a $21.99 conventional oil change plus a $5 coupon to shop while you wait. This is being prepared. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons.
Valid for most vehicles. Regularly $29.99. Coupon valid through 12/29. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Introducing a faster way to push-to-talk. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push-to-talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The number 8 item on the countdown has to do with the Christmas season. Host Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader talk to child care expert Colette Brown about how to avoid children having meltdowns during
when
the holidays.
When it comes to our kids, we should probably start with meltdowns in the car and how we keep our kids happy on the road to grandma's house, don't you think?
Absolutely. When you have a long trip coming up with your kids, you should always have something planned for them to do where you're engaging with them. Like doing car games, you know, looking for different colors of cars, checking license plates when your kids are older, making up a game like that is really fun, and it gets them all engaged together in a little bit of friendly competition.
Slug bug can get kind of rowdy, though, so we might want to slow down on that.
That's why we look at license plates.
Something that doesn't involve hitting, keep the kids apart from each other a little bit. Hey, let's talk about, say you've made it successfully to grandma's house, the kids are getting ready to open the gifts. How can you manage their expectation of what they're actually going to get?
What they're actually going to get? Well, what you do is you prepare them ahead of time that people are getting gifts because they love you and they want you to have something that they think is going to be fun for you that they may not even have thought of on their own. So it's going to be an exciting adventure. You never know what's going to be in that gift. That's what gifts are all about. And it's always time to say thank you, no matter whether it's that purple-green sweater you had no idea what you were going to do with, or it is that little doll that you really have been wanting.
You know, Colette, I have to bring this up because there's so much disturbing news out there right now, especially with the shooting in Connecticut. Could this add to the stress on kids? And really, how do we as parents balance all that?
Well, and that is a really big concern because any new situation is going to have a little added anxiety for the children. Children are always going to pick up on your mood. So if you're calm, they're calm.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Not necessarily in order, although normally we do go from number one to number 10 on the countdown. the discussion of doomsday. And I chuckle because this has taken so many different tacks, sort of to the left, to the right, up, down. There were a lot of people the last week who became aware. It's like it all of a sudden happened. That December 21st was this week, worried about the end of the Mayan calendar, and maybe that means the end of the world. Here are our hosts John Mercury and Eric Bilstad talking to anthropology professor John Hoops. Hoops says the prophecy about the end of the world doesn't have much to do really with the Mayans.
Should we really take this seriously? How do you view this?
I view it as modern mythology. I view it as a form of a contemporary myth that's been created for people in our society and perpetuated by mass media and by publishing and by eventually by the World Wide Web, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it.
You're not stacking up the canned goods and making sure you have batteries for your flashlights and all that sort of thing?
No, I really haven't done anything to prepare for anything except for a trip. I'm actually going to Yucatan, and I'll be at Chichen Itza there for the big day.
So where does this come from?
As a matter of fact, it has very little to do with anything the Mayas thought. It actually comes from Western beliefs. And, in fact, can be traced all the way back to Christopher Columbus.
You know, that led into the next thing I was going to ask you, John. I mean, if you look at different religions, different philosophies, that sort of thing, aren't there all kinds of dates and visions and beliefs about the end of the world?
People have been talking about the end of the world for over 2,000 years now, and there have been hundreds, if not thousands, of predictions. None of them have come true so far.
Are humans arrogant to think that they can even make that prediction?
I don't really know. I mean, we have plenty of signs that indicate that we're doing lots of bad things to our planet, including things that may be precipitating global climate change and environmental problems, extinction of species. I think that we're right to be concerned about the things that we're doing, but whether it will ultimately bring around our destruction is hard to say.
Are there cultures or a group of people that will try to mark that day in some way, whether it's by worship or just by keeping an eye on things, or...
Absolutely. There are hundreds of thousands of people who are planning on having celebrations in Mexico, in Guatemala, in Belize, in Honduras, at Maya sites. I think all of the major Maya sites are going to have major events that day. I think it's also something where you have to keep an eye on other types of things that are happening online. There are some hacktivists within the Anonymous group who've actually identified that date as one on which there's going to be a massive release of information.
A lot of energy around this for sure. The end of the world, as we know, remember the REM song? Maybe that's applicable here. The death of Robert Bork, he had been a Supreme Court nominee, pretty controversial, is number 9. And number 10, the World Trade Center cancer study that came out this week. Here are our hosts Steve Scott and Wayne Cabot talking to Barry Bagnano of CBS about the study on the connection between the attack on the Trade Center and cancer in New York.
It's the most comprehensive study yet on the cancer that could be related to the World Trade Center. Barry, what are we learning today?
Well, Steve, this is an early study as far as cancer development is concerned. The data was tracked on 56,000 people, rescue and recovery workers, and residents generally who were impacted by the World Trade Center attacks. That data tracked through December of 2008, about a little more than 7 years after the attacks. And what researchers have found is that they found a small increased incidence of three different types of cancers among the rescue and recovery workers: thyroid, prostate, and a blood cancer called multiple myeloma. They did not find any increased incidence of other cancers, but they caution that this is a very early study and that these people are going to have to be tracked for many years. Most of the concerns, of course, are over the potential for lung cancer. This same study has already found a connection between the 9/11 attacks and increased incidence of asthma and respiratory problems. And the authors say that it's going to take many, many years to really get a handle on whether there is a lung cancer problem here, because, frankly, that cancer takes so long to develop.
So this is hardly settled, then.
Oh, absolutely not settled, Wayne. Not at all. But this gets the ball rolling. It gives the researchers a baseline to work with. They'll be looking at particular things, and they've got a group of about 56,000 people now in the World Trade Center Health Registry. We expect more to be added to that as time goes along, and that's quite a large group of people to be studying for a number of years. And so they're going to keep tracking these people and to try to get a handle on what to look forward to in the years ahead, and what people who might have been affected by 9/11 can be concerned about, and how the healthcare system can prepare for it.
Number 10 on the people list this week is Mr. Bork. Al Assad is 9, Harry Reid 8, Nancy Pelosi 7, George Bush number 6, Hillary Clinton 5, Piers Morgan 4, Adam Lanza number 3, John Boehner 2, the president.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.